place. Today, I want to share the NFT regional market research with all of you. So you can be in every market, just kidding, to find the right region for your project. Just now, just like Andy has mentioned, you know, it is very important you find the right region that is a right jurisdiction, addictions and regulations, friendly regulations, right? And when you are doing a new project, it is also important for you to find a suitable, you know, appropriate market. Like if you are in Korea, maybe K-pop content like will be good. And if you are in Japan, maybe anime and IP related, like Pokemon and Doraemon, those kind of stuff will be popular. And if you are in Southeast Asia, GameFi will be the thing. Okay, so let's get it started. We can see from 2020, July of 2020, NFT has been the thing. Everybody's been talking about NFT. We can see it on the news a lot, and even became the annual award, the word of 2021 for Google. So everybody's searching about it. Like people are not sure, like, what is NFT? Why is a piece of JPG can be sold for like millions of dollars? People don't understand. And now we can see there is a prediction that the market size will keep on growing in this decade, and it will reach to 231 billion in 2030. So we're still now at the very early stage. I know it's the bear market now. So many people got concerned, like, if I get into NFT now, will that be a bad timing? I'll say bear market is for the builders. So it's a good timing for you to start up because all the big giants are into NFT. We can see Kakao is in NFT, Lion is in NFT, and all the fashion brands from Louis Vuitton to like a lot of Adidas, like they're in NFT. All the smart people are in NFT, so no worries. Bear market is just, you know, it will stay for a while, but for long term, it's still got a bright future. And we have predicted that in the next decade, NFT will still be very popular and keep on growing. And in the global market, we expect Asia Pacific market to be the fastest growing market. And later, I will explain why. And there are many types of NFTs. NFTs, you know, to its fundamental, it's actually a digital ownership of a digital asset. So everything can be turned into an NFT. It can be a piece of music, it can be a movie, it can be an anime, it can be a picture, it can be art, it can be anything. It's just a proof that this digital asset belongs to you. Current market situation in 2021 and 2022, we can see the collectibles and the PFPs, they are the main trend. But we also see a growth in the game assets and the utility NFTs. There are a lot of new ideas coming out. Like back in 2020, like all the NFTs, 90% of them are PFPs. The apes, punks, you know, they're all like a kind of like meme culture, right? And now we see a big gaming companies getting into the picture, and they're releasing their Web3 game, on-chain game, which is pretty cool. So this industry grow really, really fast. And we can see a lot of utility NFTs. I know many of you are not familiar with the word utility NFTs. For example, a pass can be an NFT. Let's say there is a K-pop star who is really famous and has millions of fans around the world, and he can release a pass NFT, which is kind of like a fan club membership. So people with a pass NFT can maybe Asia market. So we assume in the next 4 years, Asia will be a big driving force for NFT. Of course, for the success of an NFT project, we need a really strong social media. We know all the NFT projects, they're on Twitter, right? So, and you need to build community, and you need to, you know, let your fans know about you and keep them engaged. And many of the NFTs, they issue tokens, just like a board game, they issue tokens. And so they use their token as an incentive in their ecosystem. So this whole thing, the NFT market, is getting more and more interesting. So from the very beginning, when they first started as a meme NFT, just a picture, then it includes more and more asset types. And now we even have like financing, lending, leasing for NFTs. So it will be like more and more fun. And the trends in 2022, we can see more and more asset types. I'll jump the user price. The price, 50% of the transactions are under $200. It's because it's a bear market. But in early of this year, like many of the NFTs, they're selling at like tens of ETH. So we can, when the market goes back, we can see the price will be bouncing back to the asset types. Popular asset types include digital art, music, game assets, and collectibles, sports, like NBA Top Shop, memes. There are so many really interesting meme doodles, domain names, which is the DID, digital ID, and virtual fashion. Like you can try on the latest fashion in Paris in the metaverse. With NFTs, which is really cool. I see many of the Korean projects are entering into this virtual fashion industry. I see many good projects, such as Altava. And also, like a tweet can be an NFT, like a ticket can be an NFT, like pop, like a proof of your attendance of your meeting can be an NFT. So the range of NFT. So from now on, I'll do a few market research on a few regions and countries. So because those countries are the hottest, so we did a research on them. First is Russia. For Russia, the game is really big, and cryptocurrency is really big. Obviously, we know why, because there's a war going on, and the fiat money is not stable, so a lot of people turn to cryptocurrency. So we can see 7% of the country population, they hold cryptocurrency, so it's huge in Russia. And many of them also play games, so game assets is also, game assets NFT is also a huge trend in Russia. The biggest players in Russia are OpenSea and Rarible. We can see a huge growth they're having in Russia. And one very local NFT marketplace is called VK. It's just like the Telegram in Russia. They have 350 million users. I never used this app, but it seems like it's huge. I asked many of my Russian friends, they all using it. And this VK, they're having their own NFT marketplace. And they're having a huge ambition because they're a local social media, so I guess they will be successful. So they just announced this February. And we can see in Russia, like, they're having a lot of new innovations on NFT. Just like the Russian National Museum, they're having their NFT collaboration with BNB. They are turning many of their digital arts into NFTs. Like each art only have two pieces of NFT. One is for auction, the other one they will display in the museum. And each one of the NFT, they have a signature of the artist, so which is pretty cool and a huge success. And there are many local artists in Russia that are more than artists, and they're also very aggressive, and they're very active on OpenSea. We can see many of their works here. I made a little example because this one has been sold in 3.5 ETH each, and now the price is around 5,000. Impressive. And in Russia, like I mentioned previously, Russia is a huge gaming market. So crypto is huge, the game is huge, which means game asset is also huge there. They have a lot of like really good game developers and gamers in Russia. So GameFi is a big thing there. And we can see they are downloading a lot of games. The top 10 or the most popular games in Russia, they are action, like fighting game, card game, action game. So like, if you're doing GameFi in those areas, it will be popular in Russia. So shooting game, leisure game will be popular in Russia. And wooden arts are like, well accepted in Russia. The good thing about the Russian market is this market knows crypto well. 7% of the population has a cryptocurrency. So it's a good place to start your business, to start your NFT without a lot of market education. Like if you're going to Africa, you need to let them know what is a decentralized wallet and what is cryptocurrency. Russia has seen that part. So for Russian market, game, ledger games, and modern art is the thing. And now we come to the Ukraine market. Ukraine market used to be like small, but from last year, it suddenly became a thing because of the war. There are a lot of like arts about the post-war arts. Many artists, they're showing their support to Ukraine, so they're creating a lot of artworks and OpenSea, saying they're against the war, and they're really popular, and it's sold for a very high price, which is from 2021 and to now. It's still going on, post-war art. And also art fundraising. We can see a CryptoPunk that worth about $200,000 being donated to Ukraine to support them against the war. And there are also Ukraine DAO, which is really on the news every day, right? And because of the war, Ukraine has touched the eye of the world, and many NFTs just occurred within the recent year. And also, game is big in Ukraine. Although there's a war between Ukraine and Russia, but they have a similar taste of game. They all like ledger game and shooting game. So like GameFi is also huge. A huge percentage of population, they are game developers. And besides OpenSea, Rarible, LooksRare, those international brand, D-Market is doing well in Ukraine. Why? Because they are doing some broadcasting in Ukraine. And broadcasting is really popular. So people see the broadcasting and they started to get educated on D-Market. Oh, what is an NFT? And how I can earn money on NFT? And then they started to invest. I think that's a very good method to use your influence on Web2 and convert the users from Web2 to Web3. So D-Market, they're quite popular in Ukraine. And we can see they also have some like marketing moves, like they are blocking their Russian users and showing their support to Ukraine, and also win the heart of Ukraine people. And the summary of Korean market, basically the post-war art, NFT, and the DAOs. All kinds of DAOs that post-war and support Ukraine. And the game market is also big. Ukraine and Russia, they have the similar game taste. They all like the shooting game and the ledger game, card game. And next is the Japanese market. When we think of Japan, we think of a Pokemon, we think of a Sailor Moon, we think of Doraemon. So Japanese market is all about IP, anime. In Japan, like most of the people, they heard of NFT. You know, it's on the news all the time. People, you know, the media cover a lot of NFT news, and half of the population understand what is an NFT. But the number of NFT holders are low, so they're watching. They're still, considering. I know what is an NFT, but I haven't bought it. They're in very early stage, but in Japan, the environment for NFT is really good. As we talked previously, they have the best IPs in the world. So they have a really, really good fundamental for the NFT. And Lion has opened its own NFT marketplace, and so does the CoinChain exchange, which is one of the biggest exchanges in Japan. And there are some like leading players in Japanese NFT market. The first is Record, and they have many good IPs. So they launch a lot of IP NFTs. That is their thing. And CoinCheck Exchange, they don't have a lot of NFTs, just like you can see. They only launch really limited number of NFTs, and they only launch the big names like the Sandbox, Decentraland. They only launch those like big projects. And we also have Locutan NFT. They have some like, collaboration with Ultraman, and they have like, a very huge success on the collaboration with the Football League NFT J League. So they're really good. Here is a very good use case for a Japanese IP, anime IP, NFT success. First, this Astro Boy art been sold by auction for $56 million. So, it's 56 million yen. And then it became the news, right? So everybody know about it. A piece of picture is sold for this expensive. So it's on the news all the time, people talk about it, and then they create a NFT collection with this design, and then they do a little bit of change here and there, and develop 35 designs as an NFT collection. And until now, the second stage is still a PFP. But then they started to develop games, card games, and they started to do like online, offline events, and then it became an NFT phenomenon, and then it's a real big success. So this is the standard process for a Japanese IP to become popular. First, you have some news, like whether it's a really expensive auction, or is it a collaboration with a celebrity? You have some big news, people starting to look at it, and then you launch an NFT collection, and then you attach more utilities to this NFT, like games or more benefits and utility to the NFT collection. And in Japan is also a big market for games, but this market is a little bit different from the Russian Korean. In here, people like they don't play the shooting game or fighting game. They like the role playing games, and they like to play their games on their mobile phone. Also the sport, you know, Japanese people, they like horse riding, they like football. So sport NFT is also a good direction, but people are talking about it a lot, but not many people bought it yet. Why? Because they are like very careful, Japanese people are very careful, so we still need a little bit more time to convert them into real NFT holders. And metaverse and social fun. There is a really good example. There is a metaverse platform called Plaster. They have achieved 1 million downloads. And in 2022, 83,000 people have participated in their avatar sales. So in a Japanese market, IP, especially the anime IP, is the key, and people love it. So if you can utilize this part, you will be successful. And here, game is also big, but it's a little bit different from Russia and Ukraine. They like the role playing. They like the experience, the journey. You know, you grow your NFT, you grow your character in the game. So if you plan to do a game buy in Japan, maybe you can consider that one. Southeast Asia. Southeast Asia is growing really fast, and we all know why. It's because of play to earn. It's because of game buy. And before, nobody in Southeast Asia even cared about crypto. But all of a sudden, everybody started to talk about crypto, and it started to become huge. It's all because of ASIC Infinity and GameFi. So it's so popular, you cannot imagine the influence of GameFi on Southeast Asia. Take Vietnam for example. Vietnam has become the fifth of the NFT adoption rate in the world, next to Thailand, Canada, Australia, Brazil. Obviously, because of the play to games. They now have 2.19 million users. And they have a lot of games that blockchain games are popular there. And in all these games, there are NFTs because all the game assets are naturally NFTs. And game guild. Game guilds are a very, very important part in Southeast Asia because they provide scholarship, they lend NFTs to those users who cannot afford an NFT, so lowering the entry barrier for the players in Southeast Asia. And they share their profit with the players, and they train the players, so they're playing a very, very important role. And in Taiwan, it's almost the same like Vietnam. GameFi is really huge. We can see the numbers. They have more than 5 million of NFT users. Most of them, they purchase their NFT because of GameFi projects, because of the play to earn games. So it's really huge. And YGG is one of the leading game guilds. And there are also many more, like Murray, Good Game News, and we have a list of the popular game news in Southeast Asia. They're leading the market. So Southeast Asia market, so only one thing, GameFi. So game assets is everything, like one quarter of the cryptocurrency users or cryptocurrency holders, they play the GameFi, they play the game, on-chain games. And game views are like, very influential and important in the scene, and they provide a scholarship, they build scholarship pool, and give a portion of the profits. The players play the game, and they share the revenue with the view. And the DAO is doing the investment and governance of the views. And they also have, of course, in GameFi, you have the token incentive, where the gamers and views can cash out. Now, last but not least, is South Korea is the most important, so I put it in the very last. In South Korea, there's one player we cannot miss, which is Clayton. Because I've been talking to a lot of local projects, they're all on Clayton. So yeah, we can see the ecosystem, Clayton is the biggest. So yeah, if you plan to, you know, to work in Korea, maybe, you should like consider which ecosystem you want to join in. Like you want to join the Clayton ecosystem or the WeMade. Yeah, in Korea, this market is very special. 80% of the Korean on-chain games belong to the game belong to a certain game economy for aggregator, such as WeMade, Netmarble, or NeoWins. There's a little picture here. And most of the games in Korea, the on-chain games, are reformed from the traditional games. So it's done by the professionals. So it's playable. And you know, many of the games in Southeast Asia is only for earn, is only for making money. But in Korea, it's more like play and earn. Not play to earn, it's play and earn. And really like the concept. In Korea, art is also a big part. Here I take three examples. Those are very, kind of like the outstanding Korean art, digital art that's been successful on the market. You guys can take a look. I will just explain further from here. And when we talk about Korea, then we think of K-pop. We think of the fan economy. And actually, all the big players, they're aiming into it. Like Upbeat is working with BTS, and they have signed their contract. They're going to release their NFT collaboration, NFT really fast. And there are many TV drama, anime, and celebrities. They are also, you know, interested in like, releasing their own NFT as a fan club membership or as a special gift for their fans. So it can engage the celebrity and the fans and bring them closer. And there is one thing that Korean NFT is doing a lot. They are bringing their IP to the Southeast Asia, especially the K-pop. But when they are bringing their IPs to the Southeast Asia, they're facing a lot of problems, like the price is really low, and there's not many innovations. There are only music and like TV drama, and NFT opens another door, and NFT gives them more options. So for Korean market, the biggest, the most important thing is of course IP related assets, like K-pop, like our anime, and the games, traditional, the game file here in Korea is of really high quality because it's all been made by the traditional Web2 giants. So the quality is good. And in Korea, Clayton plays a very important part, and there are many good, strong game IPs, like giving out like very good game assets. In conclusion, when you choose your marketing strategy and operation strategy in different regions, you need to use different strategy and you need to choose the right product. I think the time is up, so I will just wrap up here. So thank you very much for having me.
시작하면 되겠네요. 네, 안녕하세요.